Okay, we spoke about a lot of the preparations before Pesach. Let's start talking about the actual Bedikas Chametz and then Pesach itself. So on Leil Yud Daled is when we're supposed to be checking for Chametz. When we check for Chametz on the proper night, we make the bracha. If for some reason we're checking at other times, we don't make the bracha. But there are a lot of halachas associated with Bedika. Number one, you can't do a proper search mission in a house that's disorganized. Part of the preparations, this is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, for the house, in order to be checked, the house has to be organized and neat, and then a proper bedikah could take place. From a half an hour before the time for the bedikah, which is the beginning of the night, whether you hold night in 72, or you daven night first or after, different opinions, but a half an hour from before the time of bedikah, before nightfall, it's also to do any involving activities, whether it's reading a book, whether it's starting a real meal, whether it's learning Torah, whether it's a video, all types of things that are involving. We're scared you're going to end up forgetting or pushing off the chametz until it might be too late and you might forget doing it entirely. So therefore, a half an hour before basically should be dedicated to getting ready for the actual bedikah. To learn the halakha's bedika while other people are getting ready is perfectly fine. We're not scared you're going to get caught up in it and then forget to do the bedika, since you're actually learning about the halakha's of chametz. Keep in mind, we cannot properly rely on the cleaning that is done by non-Jews, and you have to be careful to make sure to check those areas. When we do bedikas chametz, you're actually looking for chametz. You're looking for something that's palpable. You're looking for something that might end up in somebody's mouth or might end up being wanted to be reacquired on Pesach itself. So you're looking around for edibles generally. That's what you're going to be looking for. If your house was cleaned by a Jew, so then all you really are doing by the bedikah is you're inspecting the areas to make sure they were checked. So you do have to open every single drawer. You do have to go and make sure the closets were done, the coats were done, the luggage was inspected to make sure we didn't leave any granola bars from a previous trip that we took. All of these areas must be inspected the night of bedikah. And it doesn't mean you have to literally vacuum all these places, but you're inspecting them to make sure they were properly checked. So if you open up a drawer and it's clearly been cleaned and reorganized, you can assume that your wife or whoever was in the house did a proper job and there's no chametz in that drawer. Keep in mind that out-of-season clothing also should be checked. If you're the type of person that never stashes away the other season's clothing until after they're washed and cleaned, you don't have to be concerned that there's any chametz in the pockets. However, if you're the type that just puts things away and lets them hang, those things would have to be checked. You can't rely on the fact that, oh, it's springtime, all the winter stuff I'm never going to wear, I'm not going to have access to it anyway. The weather changes tremendously in, at least in Brooklyn, New York, and therefore, you never know, you might end up putting on a winter coat, you might end up putting up short sleeves, and therefore, everything should be checked. A brief checking of just making sure there's nothing in the pockets, just to feel them, so there's nothing, again, edible, nothing sizable of interest. That's enough. They don't have to be scrubbed for crumbs. Any area that you're going to be having access to has to be checked. So your cars, any other place, if you're going to be using the office, it has to be checked and should not be relied upon that you're just selling your chametz to a guy. The office should be checked the last night that you're there and properly should be done with a flashlight. If you're going to be selling it and not using it at all, then it does not have to be properly checked ahead of time. Now, it's very common for people to send their kids out to eat supper the week before Pesach and eat outside, eat on the porch, and with the feeling that, okay, once it's outdoors, it's fine. The halacha is as follows. If you're not sure if chametz was eaten outdoors, or if you're not sure if a sizable amount of chametz was eaten outdoors, we can rely on the fact that we're not sure if an edible animal ate it or not. So then you don't have to actually make a check of the yard on the night of the chametz. It's two sveikas. It's a suffix if chametz was actually brought there, and it's a suffix if it still is there because maybe animals eat it. However, if you know you send your kids out to eat pizza or to eat hot dogs or burgers, whatever it is, with real amount of chametz, there's a very good chance your kid left over a full crust outdoors and it's not fully eaten by animals. If you know for sure that chametz was there and you're not sure if it was eaten by animals, it will require bedika in your backyard. Again, you're not looking for little crumbs, you're not looking for tiny pieces. Those are butthole on their own. Also, certainly if things will get terribly ruined from the weather or from the filth, That is not going to be a problem. The problem is that your kid may have left a candy bar or granola bar in its package, or a full-size crust that perhaps didn't get dirty. It's still sitting there on the table. These things are not batel on their own. You must search for them the night of bedikah. That can be done with a flashlight. You don't have to search mamish nooks and crannies, because if it got stuck anywhere, it's batel, hefker, it's filthy, it's dirty. But you do have to check to make sure that no sizable edible amount of chametz is left in the yard, if you know the yard has been used for eating. The car as well has to be checked with a flashlight on the night of the chametz. Again, if you know you clean your car and you did not go and bring chametz in after you cleaned it, then all you're doing is double checking to make sure that you got to all areas when you did clean it.